For Effingham Radio News, I'm Samantha Letourneau. We have received an update from the Illinois State Police on the accident that occurred on I-70 in Montrose yesterday. According to a report from the Illinois State Police, both semi-drivers were injured in the accident. The Illinois State Police preliminary investigation indicated that 26-year-old Dennis Elkaz of Hamtramck, Michigan, was stopped in traffic on I-70 eastbound due to the backup of traffic from construction in Montrose. At the same time, 30-year-old James Ranspott of Henrietta, Texas, was traveling on I-70 eastbound and struck the rear of the trailer being pulled by Elkaz. The impact caused significant damage to Ranspott's truck and partially spilled the load being hauled by Elkaz. Elkaz was taken to HSHS St. Anthony's Memorial Hospital for treatment, while Ranspott was taken to Carl Hospital in Champaign. Ranspott was ticketed for failure to reduce speed to avoid an accident. For more local news, visit our website at effinghamradio.com or download the Effingham Radio app. For Effingham Radio News, I'm Samantha Letourneau.
This is the Illinois Radio Network. I'm Benjamin Yant. The state of Illinois is doing detective work on a single Asian carp found north of the barrier designed to keep the fish out of the Great Lakes. Illinois researchers and wildlife managers are waiting on the results of an autopsy on the silver carp caught north of the electric barrier designed to keep those carp out of Lake Michigan. Illinois Department of Natural Resources Program Manager Kevin Irons says the state needs to know everything it can about that one fish.
And there are bones in its head that can help tell us where that fish may have been living its life. Has it been there the whole time? Did it come from somewhere else?
Teams at Southern Illinois University are handling the autopsy. Irons says they hope to have some answers by the end of the month. Illinois and the federal government have spent tens of millions of dollars to keep carp out of the Great Lakes. Irons says no one wants to see flying fish jump out of the lakes from New York to Minnesota. This is the Illinois Radio Network. I'm Benjamin Yant.